Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections from life, and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections from life, and so much more.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers, please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وَعِلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ We once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we discuss various verses of the Holy Qur'an. Today, inshallah, beautiful verse from the Holy Qur'an we'll be talking about. But before we find out which verse is that, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadhi has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, inshallah, I'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention, you will watch this from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, it's always a good idea to ask your family members. They can also come and join and watch this short and brief program. Because inshallah, end of this program, you will all realize how much you would have learned. You will learn from the Holy Quran. Lessons and reflections. So let's start. In the Holy Quran, there is a surah called Surah An-Nisa. Verse number 36. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا Translation. Worship Allah and associate none with him. Be good to your parents, your relatives, orphans, the destitute, near and distant neighbors, the companion by your side, the traveler, and those bonds servants whom you rightfully possess. Allah does not like the one who is arrogant, conceited. Respected viewers, this is very beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, which talks about the huquq, rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the rights of people. Huququl ibad, they have been discussed. First, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst those rights, the one which have been mentioned here, is that we should worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All forms of worship, whether it is your physical worship, or it is worship through your maal, through your wealth, or any form of worship, that should only be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot worship anyone other than Allah. Worship is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it of any kind, any form. And in that worship, we cannot associate any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is wahid, he is one and only Rabb Azza wa Jal, who has to be worshipped, and that is the Dhat of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And that is the basic principle in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes the huquq of people, the rights of people, so what is the basic and fundamental principle there? It is that you have to save others from any sort of harm. We cannot cause harm to anyone directly or indirectly. We need to protect our Muslims' honor and respect. Islam teaches us not to cause harm to our fellow Muslim, neither from tongue nor from hand. Any form or shape, we cannot cause harm to our fellow Muslim. This is the basic fundamental right of our fellow Muslim brother. His honor has to be respected and protected, safeguarded. We cannot cause harm to someone by backbiting, slandering, tale-telling, gossiping about, talking ill about our fellow Muslim brothers. Through our tongue, we cannot cause harm. We cannot hurt someone's feeling by talking wrong and ill about any our fellow Muslim brother, whether it is face-biting or it is backbiting. We have to protect the honor of our fellow Muslim brother. We cannot cause harm through our tongue. Likewise, we cannot cause harm to our fellow Muslim with our hands. So what should we do? Instead, we should spread smiles on people's face. Instead, we should respect people. Instead, we should give honor and respect to people. We should put happiness in the hearts and faces of people. This is what is desired and demanded by the Islam when it comes to fulfill the rights of your fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. Now, when Quran talks about the rights of people, then individual rights of people, they've been mentioned in this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran separately. For example, the rights of parents, they have been mentioned in the first place. And then anyone who is stranger, their rights are mentioned at the end. So there's a sequence, and we have to give honor and respect and be careful and being cautious according to this sequence also. Parents, relatives, orphans, destitute, close and distant neighbors, people who sit with you, those they are musafir, traveler, and stranger, as well as those they are servants. So their rights, they have been mentioned separately. Now let's talk about the rights of our parents. We need to do ihsan with our parents. We need to be kind with our parents. Respectfully, what is ihsan with parents? What is kindness with parents? So it is respecting your parents, right? Obeying your parents, obedience. And we should avoid any disobedience. Always we need to be ready to serve our parents. And we should not hesitate to spend on our parents according to our ability. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and reports that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Let him be humbled into dust. Let him be humbled into dust." It was said, "O Allah's Messenger, who is he?" He alayhi salatu wasalam said, "He who sees either of his parents during their old age, or he sees both of them, but he does not enter paradise." Allahu Akbar. Entry to Jannah. Shortcut is serve your parents, respect your parents, honor your parents, give time to your parents, love your parents, look after your parents, serve your parents. And when it comes to do kindness with your relatives, what does it mean? We should mend relations with them. We should avoid breaking relations with them. So in Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and he reports that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to have said, "Whoever desires an expansion in his sustenance, risk and age should keep good relations with his kith and kin." So we need to keep and mend our relations with our relatives. So this is desired by Islam. What will happen? Inshallah, the barakah in our lifespan, the barakah inshallah in our rizq, in our sustenance will be there. Sayyidina Jubair bin Mut'im radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "The one who breaks relations will not enter paradise." Sadr al-Sharia Maulana Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that keeping relations mean mending relations, keeping relations intact and not breaking, in other words, meaning doing goodness and being kind to your relatives. And there is a consensus of whole ummah upon this, that sila rahim is wajib. It is necessary to keep up your relations with your relatives. And it is haram to break relations, which is qat'i rahim. And then further, Islam talks about the rights of orphans. and those they are destitute, needy. And it is very good act in Islam to be good and kind and help the destitute. Okay, look after the orphans. And if we can raise any orphan, this is much, much, much appreciated and encouraged in Islam. Because someone who is an orphan, whose parents they have died, and nobody is there to look after. And if you take burden of the expenses of that orphans, it is such a huge, immense amount of reward you cannot imagine. Something which can lead to Jannah. Something which will give you proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala and narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said that the one who sponsors, looks after an orphan, he and me will be in Jannah like that. And after saying that, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam raised his index finger and then this finger together. And there was a very small distance between the two. So this was to show the proximity, closeness with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. That person will have who sponsors an orphan, who looks after an orphan. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And if any miskeen, any destitute comes to you, don't return him empty-handed. You should look after, you should give something. Whatever you can afford, if you think he is really needy and destitute, then don't return empty-handed. Help him. This is ihsan. This is something you will do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, the one who helps and looks after widow and miskeen, the destitute, he is like a person who fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a huge reward. This is how Islam encourages to help the needy, to help the destitute, to help the widow, to help the orphans, to help your relatives, to help those that are in need. This is the beauty of our deen. This is the beauty of our Islam. This is the beauty of this Quran, this revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, many individual rights of people, they were mentioned. And then further, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam explained the ummah through ahadith and told the reward, how much reward one can attain by looking after, sponsoring, helping those they are in need. Now, when it comes to neighbors, one is who is joined and adjacent to your house, next to your house, that is known as close neighbor. And distant neighbor means he lives in your vicinity, in that locality, but he is not next to your house. And if someone is neighbor as well as relative, he is close neighbor. And the one who is neighbor, but he is not your relative, he would be considered as distant neighbor. So, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, مَا زَالَ يُوصِنِي جِبْرِيلُ بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُ. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel continued to recommend me about treating the neighbors kindly and politely so much that I thought he would order me to take them as my heirs. Look at the beauty of Islam, even the rights of those, they sit close to you. So here ulama have mentioned either your wife or the one who accompanies you in masjid, or maybe during your journey, or maybe the one who studies with you, or in any majlis or gathering he sits with you. They also have rights. You need to do husne suluk, you need to be kind, and you have to treat them with kindness. This is the beauty of Islam, respect viewers. And then musafir, the one who is a traveler, Islam talks about that also. If some musafir, he is in need, so you need to look after him. You need to be kind and gentle towards him because he has left his house. He is musafir here. He is a traveler. If you could do his hospitality, you should do that. If he wants to ask you the way, you should guide him. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, the one who believes in Allah in the day of judgment, he should honor the guest. Subhanallah. So if anyone comes as a guest to our house, it's a blessing, subhanallah. The barakah and blessings come to our house. It will become a means of our forgiveness, inshallah. A huge amount of reward will be there if we do the hospitality with open heart. Because back in those days when there were these slaves, their rights were also mentioned. And in this day and age, those they work for us, maybe they are our servants. So we need to be kind and gentle with them, soft spoken with them. We need to look after their rights. We should not give them too much work, which is more than their capability. We should not overburden them. We should not talk with them harshly. And we should give them their wages on time. And if they need the clothing or food, we should provide them. Look at the teachings of Islam, even for the slaves. Rasulullah ﷺ said, slaves are your brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them under your supervision. So what you eat, make them eat the same. What you wear, make them wear the same. And do not overburden them more than their capability. And if there is any need, you should also help them to do that work. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And further in the ayah, it is mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Allah does not like the one who is arrogant, conceited. This is another beautiful teachings of the Holy Quran. After mentioning the rights of the needy, especially regarding slaves, then this has been said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those they are mutakabbir, arrogant. Yes, respected viewers, takabbur is one of the worst sins in Islam. We need to be humble and down to earth, thinking others inferior and degraded and not accepting the haqq is takabbur. And this is condemned in Islam. On the day of judgment, mutakabbireen will be disgraced in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. They will be made to drink tinatul khabal, what? The pus of the hell dwellers. Mutakabbireen. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us from arrogance. We remain humble and down to earth. So here there are two things to reflect upon. The lesson what we have learned, and now we have to reflect. One is what a beautiful religion, alhamdulillah, Islam is, which talks about individuals' rights, how detailed rights of people that we mentioned in the Holy Quran, rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the rights of people that we mentioned. And in specific, certain rights of the certain individuals that have been mentioned. And then Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam's ahadith encouraging to help them, subhanAllah, to look after them, to sponsor the needies. They have been additionally mentioned. Now this tells us the beauty of Islam. We should reflect upon the fact that how beautiful religion we have, alhamdulillah, and how fortunate we are that we follow this beautiful religion. And second thing to reflect upon is, what is my situation when it comes to look after the needy, when it comes to fulfill the rights of these who have been mentioned in specific? Am I being careful and cautious when it comes to fulfill their rights, or I'm neglectful? This is what we need to think. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as the rights of people. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Quran, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Quran, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.